once the final prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, was present on the sacred pulpit when a holy companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is the best amongst people? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, the best person amongst people is the one who recites the Holy Quran in abundance, is more pious, enjoins good and forbids evil most, and maintains the ties of kinship. In other words, treats their relatives well. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who believes in Allah Almighty and Judgment Day should maintain the ties of kinship. The final Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, on Judgment Day, three people will be in the shade of Arsh of Allah Almighty. One of them is the one who maintains the ties of kinship. We should always try to maintain ties with our relatives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ Translation from Kanzun Iman, and fear Allah, in whose name you demand mutual right, and be mindful of your blood relations. The final Prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who severs the ties of relationship will not enter paradise. Allama Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes under this hadith, it means that the person who considers severing ties of kinship is halal without a reason and suspicion is a non-Muslim and will remain in hell forever and will not enter paradise. Or it means that he will not enter paradise with those who will enter paradise earlier. Or it means that he will not even go with those who will get salvation from the punishment. In other words, first he will be punished and then he will enter paradise. Maintaining the ties with relatives is wajib, and severing the ties with relatives is a major sin. There are some levels of maintaining the ties of kinship. The lowest level is that he goes up being angry with someone and maintains the ties through salam and conversation. With respect to capacity and need, there are different forms of maintaining the ties of kinship. In some cases, maintaining the ties of kinship is wajib, and in some cases, it is mustahab. If in some conditions, a person maintains the ties of kinship, but not completely, we do not call it severing the ties of kinship.